Today's daf in Masechet Eruvin brought to you by Ben Chavot Yerushalayim is daf Petet. We're holding right at the beginning of the Halakha Perek. Kol gagota ir reshut achat ubevat shelo yega gavua asara o namoch asara devi Rabbi Meir. We're well familiar with the sheet of Rabbi Shimon in this mission that's coming up because we've discussed many times the difference between kelim that were in the house and those kelim you cannot bring out of your home, either into the chutz or into another home, unless you make an eruv. However, kelim that were in the chutz the whole time are not a problem to move from one type of chutz to another type of chutz. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can move it even to any type of reshus that is similar. In other words, you can move it to a karfaf, you can move it to a gog. All type of commons are the same, except, of course, as Rashi points out, not a commons, which is a karfaf, that is more than Beit Satayim, but that's because of another problem. That's because in a Beit Satayim, you're not even allowed to be metatel on itself outside of Arba Amot, because it gave it a din of a Rishut HaRabim. But other than that problem, with all the same type of Rishus, then they're all the same. But that was Rabbi Shimon's approach. The reason we're so familiar with it is because that's how we pass it. And Rabbi Shimon later on in our sugya actually passed it openly, like Rabbi Shimon. However, the two shitot that we're not familiar with is the shita of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in this sugya. So Rabbi Meir holds that different types of reshuyot, even though they may have the same technical classification in terms of reshut hayachid, reshut harabim, or karmelit, each type of reshut is located on its own. In other words, if you have gagot, you can carry from one gag to another gag. If you have katzirot, you can carry from one chatzir to another chatzir. If you have a small karfaf, that's not, karfaf means a backyard, that doesn't have a lot of homes opening into it, but it's less than Beit Satayim, you carry from all karfafs into all karfafs. But we don't view them all as being the same. So he's a step down from Rabbi Shimon. And the Chachomim say that kol echad v'echad reshut bifnei atzmo, meaning that they're the absolute chumra. In other words, whatever is your personal gog, that's where you would have the right to carry. But wherever it's somebody else's gog, you would need an eruv. Now, the one thing that Rabbi Meir says here in the Mishnah that doesn't seem to fit into the simple definition that we just gave is that he makes a condition. As his condition is, bilvad, on condition, you cannot have a roof that is clearly a different reshus in terms of its height. Since 10 tvachim is always the definition of a separate reshut, so because of that, the reshut is limited to the gog that is associated with it within 10 tvachim. Now, this does not add up in terms of the overall structure of the issues. Where does this come from? And this, we're going to see, is a completely different issue that happens to work out this way. And that's why it says, on condition that. Because it's not part of the principle of the Mishnah. It turns out that it's a separate gezeirah that is completely unrelated to the issue of what are gagot. And as we're going to see, Rabbi Meir's gezeirah, and we've actually seen this before, Rabbi Meir's gezeirah is that he's worried that people walking along the Rosh Hashanah, and they note that there's a small hill on the side, they don't even pay attention to the fact that it's 10 fucking high. And they put down their backpack on it and so on, pick it up again, thinking that they haven't done anything, because, you know, I always do that. I mean, if in my yard, and I have a pole in my yard, I mean, obviously it's all the same kind of thing. Therefore, Rabbi Meir made a gezeirah that wherever you have a pole or something that is a separate reshus, it's 4x4x10, even if it's completely part of another reshus, you have to pretend that it's us.
Even if
you're reshus hayachid. Unbelievable. Therefore, this halakha is stated as a condition and not as a principle. But all of this is going to be worked out in the Mishnah. Now, the Chachamim say, even this isn't true. You've got a bunch of row houses, right? Your chutzer underneath. Every one of those houses opens into the chutzer. That means you cannot carry in the chutzer. You cannot carry from one house to the other. Then why don't those houses extend upward to their roofs? Why would you be not allowed to carry downstairs, but you are allowed to carry upstairs without an eruv? You need an eruv in order to carry, say the Chachamim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, here I'll go all the way to the other extreme. Echad gagot, ve'echad chatzirot, ve'echad karfefot are all considered to be one reshus as long as the kelim were shovet l'tochan. So you have a kli that's in a chatzir, or on a gag, or in a karfef, move it anywhere you want in town, as we saw before. But You cannot take it out of a place that required an Eruv. So, lo lekelim sheshavtu b'toch habayit.
Is the Rebbe there only with right next to each other, or if I had a roof that two and then another five, and so I'd be able to go?
Let's wait until we see how you're raising an issue that includes things that you're not aware of. So let's wait until we see the Gemara. Now, Yasek Abaye Bar Rava and Chanina Bar Rava. Abaye Bar Rava and Chanina Bar Rava were sitting and discussing this sugya, and Abaye was sitting there listening into them. The other Abaye Gabaye. And what they were saying to each other was like this: Yatvi v'kabel. Look, I mean, the Rabbanan are very consistent. The Rabbanan hold that in the same way that there are diurin chalukim, the separate people own separate homes, lamad, and therefore they need an eruv. So the same thing is true on the roof. I mean, that's very reasonable. So they're kach diurin chalukim lamala. But what does Rabbi Meir hold? I don't understand. If Rabbi Meir holds that you go according to the people that live downstairs, so then kashem shidur chalukim lamata kach diurin chalukim lamala. Then why does he say you're allowed to carry the klal up on top of there without an eruv? Why are they reshut achad? And if he holds that, no, it doesn't matter because people don't use the gagot, we don't care what's going on downstairs, the gag is not considered to be a mixed reshus. So then who cares how high it is? One is 10 tefachim high, one is 10 tefachim low. It's completely meaningless. If all that he holds is that as long as it's lamala me'asor from the kotzer, it's not a place that is used by separate diurim, it's all reshut achati, so what's the difference how tall the roof is? If you look gag avo asor tefachim from the next gag, and this gag is no muk asor tefachim from the next gag, where does that come from? It's completely inconsistent. This can't be part of a reasonable principle. Omalu Abaye, oh my gosh, I see you guys don't even know some very basic issue. Of course it's not part of your principle. It's a completely different issue. Lo Shmielacha Adyam Rav Yitzchak Avadimi. You never heard Rav Yitzchak Avadimi's explanation, Rabbi Meir's Gezeira? That Omer Hayah Rabbi Meir, Kol Makom Shatam Otzei Shtei Rishuyot, Vein Rishut Achat, wherever you find two physically removed Rishuyot, even though they are completely one Rishut vis-a-vis Shabbat. For instance, you have a pole in the middle of your own yard. And it's in the middle of a private Rishut Ayachid, right? And this pole is Gavoha Asarav Arachav Arba. You're not even allowed to put something on that pole from your yard, which is outrageous on the surface. Now, who come up with such a thing? Why? It's also the Katefa because of Gzeira. If people don't learn to pay close attention to the fact that something is physically different than the area around it, then they won't pay attention to a tel Rishut Arabim. So they'll think that they can do the same thing in Rishut Arabim, even though it's Lamala and Me'atzora. And of course, then they'll be over in the city right. So since Gzeira Mishum Tel Rishut Arabim, therefore, it's exactly the same thing over here. Basically, the next roof, which 10 Tefachim above, is the equivalent. Gzeira Tel Rishut Arabim has nothing to do with the question of whether we look at the urine, we look at the gagos. That's all irrelevant to this problem. Now, they, Abaye Bar Rava and Rav Chanina Bar Rava, who heard this, Sovar Mina, they thought that that Gezerah would apply across the board. Even, let's say, a Machteshet. Guy has a large grinding stone, right? So, I mean, that's, you know, it weighs 100 pounds. But bottom line is, it's in the yard, and it's an indentation. Goes down 10 tefachim. Or a Gigis, a large water container where you store water. No. It doesn't apply to Kalim. Rabbi Meir only made the Gzeira in things that are similar to the Tel Bereshut HaRabim. So, lo Achyam Amar, lo Amar Rabbi Meir, Ela Amud. If you've got a pole that's stuck in the ground, you've got the Amata Rechayim that holds up the whole wheel, which is plugged into the ground. Well, over there, Hov Adam Koveh Le Makom. But on a Kli, I don't care how big it is. I mean, you're right, technically speaking, it's Rishut B'Fnei Asmo. But nobody is going to confuse that with a Tel Bereshut HaRabim. The Gezerah has to make sense. So he's only going to make his Gezerah in cases like this, where one gag is taller, or you actually have a pole that's put into the ground. Well, wait a minute. That Gezerah doesn't make sense based on the Mishnah later on. Because we have cases where you have two separate chatzerot, and each one makes an error for itself, right? Now, Rabbi Yehuda pointed out, understanding Rabbi Meir Sheet in that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Kishatimsi Lomar, look, when you penetrate to the bottom line, you know what the bottom line is? That according to Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishut Latzman, Chatzerot Rishut Latzman, Karfifot Rishut Latzman, that Rabbi Meir wasn't limiting his comment here in the Mishnah of kol gagot, dafke te gagot. That's an example of a type of physical structure. All such types of physical structures are the same. And all he's saying is they're only the same to themselves. They're not, we don't go like Rabbi Yehuda goes, I mean like Rabbi Shimon goes, by their technical definition. We go by their physical definition. Now, that's all very nice, okay? But when he says the Rishut Latzvom, what does he say? He's telling you that you're allowed to carry. You have to tell him that Rishav Subachatzer, that he also would agree with Rabbi Shimon, you can carry from one Chatzer to the next Chatzer. He just says you can't carry from the Chatzer to the guy. You should carry from the Chatzer to a Chatzer. Now, how the heck do you get across from one Chatzer to another Chatzer? These are two separate Chatzers, and there's a wall between them. So you put something down on the wall, and then you take it down on the other side, right? What do you mean a wall is usually four tefachim wide? So it just points out, we could have said it's talking about a thin wall. It's not four tefachim wide, in which case there's no gezeira of tel brishut derabim. We don't want to say that. So my lav, the shalata tuli derech kotel. Apparently he's saying there's no problem. So according to you, what happened to his gezeira? How come here he mentions his gezeira in the Mishnah? Basically, by saying that the God, on condition, the God can't be 10 tefachim different. And over there, he doesn't say anything about the kotel. He'll say, well, only if the kotel is less than 4 tefachim, he'll say anything like that. What makes you think he says you can carry over the wall? We've had thousands of times cases where you have two separate chatzerot, and they have a perfectly valid door between them. And it says, Im rotzu ma'arvim shnayim, no? So Rabbi Meir is saying, if there were kelim that were shoftu betoch ha-chatzer, not betoch ha-bayit, you can walk through the door into the next chatzer with your lawn chair. What's the problem?
Without
an eruv, because the lawn chair was out in the yard. Did he say you could put it down on the coat? No, we should get him. And why would that occur to you, Bichlal? And therefore, we can't ask God for the mission. The mission doesn't define how you're carrying from one chatzer to the other. Okay. Then comes along the chacham, the very chomer shita. And they say, look, you know, if there's people living downstairs, then they're living upstairs. What's the difference? Kol echad v'echad reshut bifnei atzmo, and therefore you have to see them as what? As chatzeros with walls between them. Can you carry in your gar? Or do we say, wait a minute, there's no walls. So now it's open into the next guy's gar. So then it's porots. If it's porots, I shouldn't be allowed to carry even on my own gar. Oh, that's a machlokas. Itmar. Rav Amar, because of the fact that it's porutz, you can't carry out of any place in that, meaning any arba amot area, because it's not considered to have mechitzas. V'shmul Amar, no, you could be metalta in your gag. So now, if there were mechitzot anikarot, and this was the question that Scott raised earlier without realizing the implications, if the houses were somewhat removed from each other, let's say they're not literally row houses. They're New York houses where you have 3 inches between each other. But they're not literally connected.
Or house no grounds.
No right? So over there, everybody's made up that those mechitzas are viewed as good asid. You lift them up vertically, so to speak, in a virtual fashion. And each gag is clearly well defined by the mechitzas outside of the house. So of course you can carry. Why would you be allowed to carry? It's not porous. So I don't see it. Well, you got to learn to see virtually. Put on your Google glasses. But there they are. So there, nobody has any problem. You know where there's a problem? It's an amazing, amazing idea. The question is whether just because there's a roof over the room divisions below, whether that means that the room divisions don't exist on top. Because if you hold good asik, why not have them go straight to the roof? I mean, after all, it's all virtual with that. So therefore, if there's a clear, I mean, there's got to be a wall between the two houses, if they're row houses, right? That wall goes up on the roof too. And that's the question.
Divides them
so they're not torrents. Therefore, Shmuel says, even Alibi the Rabbanan who say that you can't carry from one gag into the other because you need an eruv, but they're not prutzim. So you can carry within your own gag because there's a virtual mechitza that extended right through the roof. But that's the machlokas. So keep pligate the mechitzot she'enan nikarot. I don't see any evidence of a mechitza here whatsoever. There, Rav says, in order to construct a virtual wall with good asik, there has to be some remez to the wall. If there's nothing at all, then it's porutz. And ain metaltim ba'alabar ba'amot. Why? Lo aminu good asik mechitzata. In such a case, we would never say that the mechitza extends up virtually. Okay, now, Does that fit the Mishnah, the Gemara on Rav? Can you really read that into the Mishnah? I mean, look at the Lashon of the Mishnah. It's not. V'chachamim amrim kol echad v'echad reshut la'atzmo. Now, you tell me what that means. Kol echad reshut la'atzmo. I mean, a naive reader says what that means is you can carry, but only on your own reshut. That's what it's saying. It's reshut to itself. So according to Shmuel, that works out fine. So Bishlam on the Shmuel says, well, of course you can carry on your own God. That's fine. But according to Rav, what does it mean when it says it's reshut la'atzmo? Amri be Rav, Mishmei de Rav, in the base of Medrash of Rav. No, Rav Chiya, what's up before? Rav Huna, I mean. So that means, not lahakel, for heaven's sakes. Those words mean something lachumra. Meaning, you could be betaltal arba amos, and only arba amos. How about if you're up against the next guy's roof? He says, okay, I'll only carry four amos. Two amos in my roof and two amos in the next guy's roof. No, it's a roof bifnei atzmo. You can't carry on the next guy's roof at all. That's all that it means. What's wrong with that? But to say it means reshus be'avzah has to mean l'kula also. I can carry wherever I want in that reshus. It doesn't say that. And therefore, all that it means is shelo yitaltel shtei amot begagzeh v'shtei amot begagzeh. But Amar Rabbi Elazar, you know, when I was in Bava, they used to say over the Beis Medrash of Rav that Rav held the Amar Bishmei to Rav that the meaning of the Mishnah, the Shita Chachomim, is Kol Echad V'Echad Reshus La'atzmo Ein Metaltel Ba'Olam Arba Amos. Nonetheless, you can't go into Reshus La'atzmo Olam, in which case you can't carry outside of Arba Amos. But when I was in Bavel, Hani Devei Shmuel, for the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, they brought a Braita that says first law like that. It said in the Braita, Ein Lehem Ela Gagan. All they have a right to is their own God. I mean, what does that mean? But they have a right to their own God. But they do have a right to their own God. So that means that God Lav the Shaila Totula Bekula doesn't mean they can carry anywhere they want on their own God. See, I understand. This is a bigger proof than the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Kol Echa V'Echa Rishus La'atzma, what's the same meaning? Ein Lehem Ela Gagan. Meaning Rishus La'atzma. Just like we explained in the Mishnah, that means, not Lekula, means a Chumra. You can only carry the four Amos on your own God. But you can't carry two Amot. And the same thing over here. It means exactly the same thing. Umi'alima mi'milat nitin. This is more powerful of a proof against Rav than the Mishnah is. We said, what's the meaning in the Mishnah that it's Rishus La'atzma? Do kimna, we worked it out. That it means shalo yitato shtei amot begagzeh, v'shtei amot begagzeh. Why can't it mean that over here? Ein lehem ela gagan, meaning they can only carry, but how much carry? Those four amot carry only on their own roof. But if they're up against the edge of the other roof, they can't even carry the arba amot to say shtei amot begagzeh, shtei amot begagzeh. That's what it means. Rav Yosef, man, I don't even, I never heard this. You're telling me that Shmuel holds that invisible walls that have no roshim whatsoever can pop up over the roof. That sounds crazy to me. Lushmi Lashmite. I thought I knew everything about the various Bamarim of Shmuel. And of course, as we know, Rabbi Yosef was Cholav Shachach Talmud, eh? And Abaye used to remind him all the time. Amar Abaye, you don't remember? You taught it to us. Atam Rat Nialan, I'll tell you how you taught it to us. It wasn't quite the way it was said over here. But when I was explaining to the children of Avimi, the pshat in the name of Shmuel, I had learned that from you. Here's how you taught it to us. You said a case like this. Here, imagine you have a house, and you have a garage that's sticking out in the back of the house. Now you turn the garage into Yechidat Horim. Okay, so now basically there's two houses here, one of which is a small house that sticks out in the back of the big house. So the issue is like this. In a case where you have a gagadola sabuk lakatan, the large roof is mutter, and the small roof is osir. How does that work? Well, remember the old sugyas that we had way back in the beginning of gifufe. We had many cases like this. You have a chotzer gadol that opens into a chotzer katan. From the chotzer gadol, you could see walls on either side. When you're standing in the chotzer katan, it looks like the whole thing is open. And we got into the big issue over there about whether if the mechitzas are nikaros outside and not inside, whether is that considered to be nikar. So we said the case is at times that the chotzer hakatan extends into the gadol. Tosfos says maybe that's the case over here, that the garage extends into the area of the house, if that's what you're worried about. I mean, whatever is necessary, fix it into the sugya too. But basically what we're doing over here is we're extending the walls of the house to go up. Now, those are mechitzas on ikaros. Nobody should have a problem with that, right? So even though it's a flat roof, it doesn't have a makeh, there's no railing, it's a big deal. But it's clear that there's sides, and these sides extend virtually, continue going up. Which means that if you're standing in the gadol, you see that the gadol is a separate shul. So now you've got this open area that extends onto the katan. But if you're standing in the katan, you don't see anything. There's nothing at the end of the katan to divide between the katan and the gadol. And therefore, it's considered to be completely porous. Okay, that was the case over there. Now, here's how you got involved. Amrit Lan Allah, you taught us like this, and you said it in the name of Shmuel, because you quoted Rabbi Yoram HaShmuel, that when do we say that there's a problem over here where people are walking on the roof? So you have Diurin Al-Zeh and Diurin Al-Zeh, that the people walk freely between the two roofs. They walk over the two roofs and they put out their deck chairs up on the roof and they have their rooftop gardens and so on and so forth. The reason was because even though you have an invisible wall between the garage and the house, and that invisible wall goes up and over the roof, and therefore it's not porous, have you ever seen an invisible wall that has visible humans walking right through it? Usually only ghosts can do that, right? And over here, real people are walking through a virtual wall. Well, you can't have a virtual wall where there's such a contradiction. I mean, well, that destroys your virtual wall if people are walking right through it. So therefore, since it's the wall of the katan has a mechitza that's nidresa, I mean, people are walking right over this wall, like it's not even there. So how can you pretend there's a wall there?
Between the two,
okay? So, Afkadekach, we don't create virtual walls. So, since the Mechitza, Nidresa, now, note that in saying those words, you're saying that if it were not a Mechitza Nidresa, that you would agree that the wall between the garage and the house goes straight up over the roof. And that was Shmuel. What do you tell me? You never heard of this. This is how you explain it. Aval Ein Diurin Al-Zeh, V'Al-Zeh, both of them are mutter. Why both of them are mutter? Because they're basically both sealed off. Oh, Marley, no, I never would have said such a thing. I'll tell you what I must have said. You got it completely backwards. You thought I was telling you how to be matir, the smaller roof. I was telling you when you have to asr a bigger roof. That's what I was telling you. I said like this. I'm positive. I couldn't have said that. Anahachi amrivachu. Lo shnela shiyesh mechitzalzeh mechitzalzeh. De godon mishtaria begifufei vekaton nifratz bimalo. What I said was just the opposite. I said that you cannot use an invisible wall even where it's nicker on the bottom. Even the outside wall. You can't use an outside wall to create gifufe. The whole point of gifufe is that it's nicker. So what are you telling me? You're standing on the large roof and clearly the small roof is cut off from the big roof by the invisible wall around it. Where's the hecker? I understand. How can something invisible have a hecker? So what I told you was exactly the opposite. I said if there's a real wall, there's a railing around the roof. So there's a real wall, we're over there. The railing on either side of the garage, when I'm standing on the large roof, clearly delineates the garage area as a different roof, if you're standing on the large roof. That's what I said, that in that case, then you can be matir tiltal on it. But because why is that? Because the gadol is mishtaria begifufe. The katan is aser, like it said. And that means because the katan is nifrat b'maloy, and I don't see any gifufe. But if there's no mechitzas at all, to say that we can rely on the mechitzas around the building, as if they extend upwards to provide gifufe, no way. Laws of a laws, both of them are us. Says Abaya, oh yeah? If that's the pshat that you said to us, are you telling me that I imagined that you spoke about people walking on the roof? How do you explain people walking on the roof if this is what you said? You definitely spoke about people walking on the roof. The only meaning to people walking on the roof is that by making the invisible wall a mechitza hanidreset, you're destroying our ability to create a virtual wall. And you definitely spoke about the urine. I can tell you that for sure. Said Rabbi Yosef, look, in all honesty, I don't remember discussing any of the urine. But if I did, then here's what I must have said. Yamilachu diurnaf yamilachu. You got that wrong also. What I could have said was like this. Lo shono ala shiyesh mechitza ru'uya ledira alzeh. U mechitza ru'uya ledira alzeh. What I might have said was like this, not literal de jure, but livable de jure, meaning livable spaces. So you have a real wall that's on top, all around. So then the gadol has its heter because of the gifufe, but the katan is also, because the katan is nifratz bimaloyim. But let's say that there's no wall around the garage, okay? There's only a machitza ruya ladira on the large roof. The people who live downstairs in the garage didn't bother making a machitza. Then it becomes mutter. Counterintuitively. Why? Because what happens is that the katan has essentially been misalik their rights to the roof. Because by not making a machitza, what they're saying is, we don't intend to go up there. So if you don't intend to go up there, it'd be the same as bittul rishus and a chatzar. If I'm a vata, my rishus and a chatzar, then the other people in the chatzar can use the chatzar without my being mishtatef in an eruv. And that's exactly what happens over here. So if there's no mechitza on the katan, then I feel a katan shorin, if ne'a gona. Then the big roof people are allowed to simply carry over the other roof too, even though there's no eruv. Why? My time, I give you the love of mechitza. By not making that mechitza, they have announced the silukis we can have shayamayach. We're not interested in going up the roof. Somebody goes up the roof, we're going to fall off the edge.
So it's no man's land?
Yeah, it's a chotzer with bitul rishus, basically. And we have exactly a case like this. A case which is so common in the rova, it's amazing. This is like the standard case in the rova, right? Get on Rav Nachman. You have a bunch of roofs that are connected one to another. One guy and only one guy opens up a staircase up to the roof. Nobody else has got a staircase up to the roof. Now, he wants to use all the roofs. Right? And everybody's saying, but that's our roof. So if it was your roof, why didn't you have a staircase? Why didn't you have a staircase up to your roof? So in that case, if one person has a sulam kavua to his gag, he is allowed to carry on all of those gagot, irregardless of the shita of Chachamim was used during Lamata. Because if they were seriously interested in using their roof, they would have opened upstairs there too. But they didn't. And therefore, he's the only one who's being mishtamish. And why would you need an eruv? Omer Abaye, the same thing is very often happens like this. You have row houses. One guy builds an attic. Now, the guy who builds the attic essentially has access to the roof. So even if his access is a daka, he's born in Aliyah Gabe Beito. You also have found out daka. Daka is a very tiny door. Normally, we view that door as being a siluk rishus. So here, obviously, he's opening up a daka. Then it means he's got an access door. The chazanish says, what is a daka? I mean, you can talk about it in terms of a normal daka. So it says the chazanish talking about even an attic. It's an uncomfortable use. It's an attic. It's not a normal thing. All you have is a little daka in front of it. So you think, right, so that's not really access. Kamashman, that since he built an access door, that's access, even though it's uncomfortable access. So if he has a daka, which is only arbat vacha, he and only he becomes mutter b'chol agagin kulam. Amar Rav, you know, it's interesting that sometimes a daka creates an iser, and sometimes it creates a heter. And this and that. We already know that that's true from other cases, but he's saying on the roof sometimes a daka. Here it would be like this. Suppose this guy has in front of his attic that he added onto the roof, suppose he has a garden. And he opens up his daka in the direction of his garden.
Roof garden?
No. He has a garden downstairs in the chutz. And he has a little area. In other words, when he opened up the roof, he didn't cover his entire house with this thing. But again, as often you find in the roof, it's like a small house on the roof that doesn't go all the way to the edge on one end. He opens up the daka in the direction of his garden that's downstairs, but not in the direction of the rest of the roof. Taina's Rava, in that case, the purpose of the daka was to allow him a view of his garden. Maybe it was a view to protect his garden, maybe to enjoy his garden, but the point is, it's ridiculous to open a doorway, even a small doorway, in the direction of a small slice of roof, where your real intent would be to use the large roof that's going off over the other people's homes. The reason that he did it that way is because he doesn't really have an interest in the rest of the roof. He only has an interest in his garden area. In which case, he did not assert usage over the other roofs, and he was misalik himself from the other roofs, the same way that other people don't have anything up there were misalik themselves, in which case he's of equal access. And when you have equal access with other people, you now have a problem of the urine that create an air of need. So if he doesn't have an air, he will not be able to carry out over the other roof. So let's see that inside. Omar Rava Pa'amim Shahadaka Le'Isser. Where do I mean? Echidu, I mean. Let's say the Avidil Ahadit Arbitzer Abete. The guy puts the daka in the direction of the garden that's downstairs of in his chotzer. Because then we say, look, it's clear. The Amre, Linaturit Arbitzer Avida. He was Masalik himself from the rest of the roof, and this is basically a lookout point over his garden for whatever purpose. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagot, Echad Katzirot, Echad Karfefot, Rishut Achat, the Kelim Sheshavtu Letochan, Volo Lekelim Sheshavtu Betoch Habayit. Yatev Abaye Baravin, Reb Chanina Baravin, Vyatev Abaye Gabayu. And Abaye Baravin, Reb Chanina Baravin, Riyatev Kamri Bishlom, Rabbon and Savri Kishem Shidurin Chalukin Lamata, Kach Durin Chalukin Lamala. So you need an Erev. But what is Rabbi Meir saying? So what's he saying, the Rishut Achat? And they're not Rishut Achat. If Yod's Ein Chalukin, why in Chalukim? Because anything that is Lamala Me'asorah is considered to be a separate Rishus. So who cares how much Lamala Me'asorah? What's the difference if one is Gavoah Asorah, what is Nomach Asorah? Those are just relative to each other. Amalu Abaye, what's with you guys? Lo Shmiel HaKodim Revisibar Avadimi, that this is a completely different issue. It's nothing to do with the principles of Rishuyas. It's that Rabbi Meir was Gezer. And Omer Hayar Rabbi Meir, Kol Makom Shatam Otzei Shtei Rishiyot Ve'en Rishut Achat. Like, an Amud Rishut Hayachid. Gavoa Asar Rochav Arba'a. You're not even allowed to be Mechatev Alev in your own Rishus. Gizera Mishum Tel Rishut Arabim. So this is the same Gizera. Ochinami Gizera Mishum Tel Rishut Arabim. They thought that Abaye meant that his Gizera was Afilu Machteshet, Afilu Gigit. Omer Abaye, no. Ochim Ama. Rabba taught me. And lo amar Rabbi Meir, el amud, amatarechai, hoyel v'adam koveel en makom. So they asked him, well, what about the Mishnah later? Kotosh b'chtei chatzirot. That's kavua. And Rav Yudah said over there, look, when you get down to it, k'shetim tzilomar, l'divir Rabbi Meir, was it only that all gagin urshut la'atzman? It was also that all chatzera is a rishut latzman, all karfeifa is a rishut latzman. I mean, doesn't that mean that you're allowed to go from one chatz to the other? And how do you do that? Derech hakotel, and that should be the equivalent of an amud. Who says derech hakotel? Who's to say there's not a door there? What he's saying is you can go in and out of one chatz to the other with your deck chair that was shayves in the chatz. That's all he said. Itma. Rav Amar, that what that means is that since it's part of the Rishus, that's Osir, because you need an Ever than any Metalta Bolabaramot. With Shmuel Amar, no. We Metalta Bakula on your guy. So Bimichitzot, Anikarot, the houses are slightly separated one from the other. Over there, Kuliamalopligi. Of course, we allow the Mechitzot to extend upward. But keep pligim in mechitzot she'nani karod. Rav says, look, there's no mechitz at all. And therefore, it's poritz lagamre in betatu bo'el barabah. And that's it. Why? Because lo'amrin gudasik mechitzata to invisible walls. V'shmul lo'amrin, no, yeah, there's a wall under the roof. So that wall goes up. Mutter lo'tata v'kula, tamrin gudasik mechitzata. How do you fit Rav into the Mishnah? It's not. V'chachamim, amrim kol echad v'echad reshut la'atzmo. Reshut la'atzmo means that you have reshus in that area to be metalta. So Bishlom and Shmuel Meir, how's Rav explain? It's reshut la'atzmo. Amrim barav explain to Rav, it means l'chumra. It means you can't be metalta arba amot if the arba amot include another reshut la'atzmo. Shlo yetalta shtei amot begagze. U'shtei amot begagze. But what about the Braita? Rabbi Elazar said that Yavina Babavala Amrina and May Rav Mishpeta Rav Amri Ein Metaltan Boala Barba Amot. But by Beit Shmuel they had a Braita. The Lush of the Braita is Ein Lahem Elagagan. I mean, I assume that means my Ein Lahem Elagaban, that at least did their own Gagabutter and the Talta Bakula. No, I mean, Mialima Mimatanitan. We said the Mishnah means that's what it means here. Einam ela gagan, meaning they can't carry off of gagan. L'chumra, shteamot begagzeh, v'shteamot begagzeh. Om Rav Yosef is amazing. I never heard any of this. It sounds crazy to me. You extend an invisible wall through the roof, according to Shmuel. Omalei Abai, you said it. It was on this case. Gah gadol, asamuch l'katan, hagadol mutar v'akatan asur. Ve'amrit l'nala, Om Rav Yiram Shmuel. That's only if you have people walking over the roof. Because over there, the wall of the mechitza, which is virtual and invisible, is a mechitza nidreset, and therefore it doesn't work as an invisible wall. But then we view the wall between the garage downstairs and the house to come up. So then it would be mutter. I never said that. On the contrary. I said that you need a real machitza, not a virtual machitza. Wherever there, the girdle is mishtari begifufe. And the cotton can't be mutter because it's nifretz bimaloya. Both of them are usher. Ach, says Abaye, that's not what you said. How do you explain the fact that you spoke about the urine on the roof? How do you urine on my plan? I don't remember, but I can tell you one thing. I must have said like this. Not diurin people, but mechitza ruya ladira is what I said. So if there's yesh mechitza ruya ladira alzeh, mechitza ruya ladira alzeh, that gives the din of diurin lamala. That's the pshat. And memela, the godo cannot be metaltal of the kata. Because it's different. Different people use it, and it would have to have an eruv. And the katan is nifrat bimalo. But if there's a mechitz ruil adira ala gadol, but no mechitz ruil adira ala katan, then there's no diurin ala katan. And in that case, afila katan is shorei levnei gadol. You have exactly the opposite. The svara being, my timer, given the love of mechitza, so look, it's like an avshayu mihocha. Ki adam Rav Nachman, one guy who makes a sulam kavul agago, that guy is sutta b'chol agag and kula, nobody else asks on it, because nobody else did it. Same thing over here, nobody else made a make. Amar Abai, it's the same thing if a guy makes a little aliyah, gabi bito, if he makes a daka of even our batvachim, then he becomes mutter b'chol agag and kula. Amar Rabba, well, it's not so posh. Pa'amim shadakala iser. For instance, hechi dami, David alahadi tarbitzi the beite downstairs, because over there we'll say, on the contrary, he's showing he doesn't have access to the roof, he only wants access to the garden area. So only limited tarbitzi, hu de avida.